Thousands of students in New York, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Tennessee, and Colorado may see more classroom time next year. In a collaboration between the states, the Ford Foundation, and the National Center on Time and Learning, at least 300 hours will be added in the 2013-2014 school year. The schools will utilize state and federal funding and grants from the Ford Foundation to finance the programs. Jennifer Davis, co-founder and president of the National Center on Time and Learning, said that the participating school districts will have to make their own decisions on how to add learning hours by expanding the school year, school day, or both. She said the program will begin by having faculty, administration, teachers, unions, and the community come together to develop a plan over the next year.
Parents and students themselves, in many cases, are surveyed to see what kinds of new enrichment programs they'd like to see as a part of their expanded school day and year. And so it's a very important planning period, the year before implementation, to get input from all of those folks in order to really create a strong plan with a lot of support.
Davis toured Connecticut yesterday with Governor Daniel P. Malloy and State Education Commissioner Stephan Pryor. School districts in New London, Meriden, and East Hartford are participating in the program. She said the enthusiasm was high about the new initiative.
And there was an unbelievable energy and excitement about this opportunity to really step back and think creatively about what the school day should look like, what kind of new activities and strengthened instruction should be taking place, and what kind of opportunities for students and teachers there should be when you can break out of the traditional schedule of 186 and a half hour days.
Superintendent of Meriden Public Schools Mark Benigni says that one of his district's elementary schools is already experimenting with a longer school day with positive feedback.
We want it to be different. We want it to be innovative and unique, and we have been piloting this program at Pulaski Elementary School, and we've been getting positive feedback from the students, staff, and parents.
Benigni said that the longer school day requires a strong, trusting relationship between administration and the teachers' union, as well as community organizations like the YMCA and Boys and Girls Club. He added that by bringing the program to new schools in the district, he hopes it will increase literacy and education in the STEM fields. In a release, Governor Malloy said that the program would help close the nation's largest achievement gap. 3,184 students in Connecticut will experience the program. In Massachusetts, schools in Fall River and Lawrence in the eastern part of the state will also be participating. Governor Deval Patrick said on Monday that the program is not just about expanding the school day, but integrating new ideas into the classroom setting.
I don't think in every case it's just more classroom time. It's experiential learning, it's art, it's exercise, it's music, it's service learning. It's ways of reinforcing the central lessons, and it's a strategy that we have tried to emphasize, particularly in gateway cities where, despite the extraordinary progress that we've been making across the state, there are still achievement gaps.
In New York State, public schools in Rochester will also be participating. According to the NCTL, over 19,500 students across the country will begin experiencing the expanded school year in 2013 under the program. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau, at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.